It's on the low. We've been trying to listen to the glories of our Guru Varga. So today is the appearance day of our Paramahansa, Lai Shivam, Bhaktivedanta Vikram Gosai Maharaj. It's not that a disciple is worshipped or a guru is worshipped. It's not that a guru is worshipped according to the quantity of his disciples. You see, Rupa Goswami didn't have any disciple. He had only one disciple, Jiva Goswami, but still the entire world worships him as their guru. So this way, Trivikram Goswami Maharaj externally didn't have any disciples. He was the secretary of Vargavati Vedanta Samiti, the guardian. Param Gurudev, he tried so much that he accepted this position of Acharya and gave Diksha to everyone. But Maharaj, he said that you are my guardian. Gurudev, he told Trivikram Maharaj, you are always my guardian. You always look after me. I am always looked after you, by you. But I cannot take. So when Param Gurudev asked Trivikram Maharaj that will you want to accept this position of Acharya, he said no. I only wish to engage in your service eternally. Kindly give this responsibility to someone else. You give me Shirati Lord's feet. Now after having given up the Shirati of Lord's feet, I don't wish to go somewhere else. I don't have so much. So in Param Gurudev, he tried so much. Then he said, alright. If someone else accepts this position of Acharya, then he will also not be he will also not be advanced enough. If one accepts this position immaturely, only after one accepts this position in all his maturity, only then he can be accepted as an Acharya. Or else he is committing avagya towards his Guru and the entire Guru Parampara. So Trivikram Maharaj, he promised in front of Param Gurudev that as long as I am here, yes, as Bhishma Pitama, he promised that I will not only will I not just marry, but if anyone will become the king, then I'll also serve that person, knowing him to be a representative. Therefore, after Santanu, when Pandu became the king, then he also stayed in his responsibility. And then after Pandu, Dhritarashtra became the king, and he is always in his sight. Bhishma knew Dhritarashtra had liked Duryodhan more, but still he fought for Dhritarashtra because he knew Dhritarashtra was representative of his father. So Bhishma had made this promise, so he had to follow this promise the rest of his life. But nowadays we say, oh, my Guru is Jagat Guru. And if someone else tries carrying on that responsibility, then we cannot worship him as such. Therefore, how can we please Guru then? To please Guru, then we also have to respect the representatives of Sri Guru. We see the sevak of Sri Guru especially. Mahaprabhu, he said, Ishwarpuri, after he performed his Aparagat Lila, Kasheshwar Pandit and Govinda Prabhu came. So in this way, Ishwarpuri, he said, Ishwarpuri told Govinda Prabhu and Kasheshwar Pandit, after I leave, you go serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he came, then everyone started saying, Govinda is Shudra, you're a Brahmin sannyasi. So can you accept him as a Sevak? We leave you a Brahmin Sevak. They tried so much. Mahaprabhu said no. Guru Sevak is especially to be worshipped by me. He is worshipable for me. Guruji has ordered me, and so I'll have to accept him. He sent me his representative. So he is my savior. Now I can never leave him, no matter what happens. So he said, Govinda Prabhu, he is always looking after me. So the same way, Bhujvatrikam Maharaj, Paramgurudev performed the Antadhyana Lila disappearance pastime. Then everyone accepted Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj as the Acharya. Then, beginning from the early morning, take the cycle out. You go all the way from Bandel Junction to Calcutta. And he took Madhukari, he took Bhiksha. And then he took after the temple. He not even spend Bhiksha. Whatever money he'd get from Bhiksha, he'd use that. And whatever he'd collect, he'd give into the hands of my Guru Maharaj. And then he'd say, kindly keep this fallen soul with you. Don't neglect me. I don't have any dear guardian such as you. My Guru Padmanabha, he was my dear guardian, and now you're his representative. So kindly look after me always. He was so humble, so meek. He was such a scholar. During Paramgurudev's time, he had challenged all sampradayas that the conclusion of Vedanta is bhakti. Vedanta establishes only bhakti. No one can refute this fact. So many scholars, they could not debate with him. Let's see how humble he was before Guru Vaishnavas. How surrendered he was. Gurudev was junior to him. But still, he would offer Shashnam and Dandot Pranam to Gurudev in big body. And still, he'd say, if you cannot respect Vaishnavas, you cannot honor them, Bhagavan will be pleased with me. And Vaishnavas, if they're pleased with me, if they pray for me, then Bhagavan bestows mercy on me, or else there's no one that will bestow his mercy on me. I only wish to spend my life in their seva. So that time, once, he asked Param Gurudev. One obtains this Bhakti Rita Beach after wandering for innumerable lifetimes in samsara. Then he is delivered from the ocean of samsara and he attains Krishna's lotus feet. It's only by the causeless mercy of Krishna, or by the sadhus, or by Shastra, or by the Dham. And then he obtains the Sadguru Sad Vaishnava. They give shelter and they give Mantra Diksha. This Mantra Diksha, it's not that after Mantra Diksha it becomes completely perfect. This Mantra Diksha gives one admission into the school of sadhana. In this way, the path is made clear. And then we say, by going on this path, his auspiciousness is assured. For Diksha, Siksha is necessary. If we don't Siksha, then how can we do sadhana? We cannot advance in sadhana. Therefore, every day, he would. That is necessary to do Shravan Kirtan. Only then, anyhow, without caring about what to eat, what to, how to maintain oneself, without caring for such things, wherever Shravan Kirtan goes on, one should go there, try to learn.
So,
Maharaj, he said, now I'm wandering in samsara, but how can this samsara come to a stop? I'm wandering in samsara since so many lifetimes, innumerable lifetimes, you're wandering in samsara, repeatedly dying and taking birth from the womb of a mother, suffering. You see, just as death is painful, even birth is painful. You see, when one is born, he's born from the womb of his mother. He's in the womb for 10 months, and then, but to die is not so easy. His soul is conditioned by the body for 100 years. You see, this life also doesn't leave one easily. Suffering, he dies. Because he has so much illusion, thinking, how can I leave this body? I have looked after for so many years. The time he realizes, Gautam Thakur, he says, then one person, he can say many things, but when the time comes to die, then he'll realize. When he realizes, then similarly, when he's born in the womb of his mother, his hand, his body is upside down, and say he's suffering so much in the womb of his mother, worms are biting him, and sometimes his mother is walking, he's also bound in the womb of his mother, and he's suffering, and say whatever his mother's eating. His mother sometimes, things happening in her body, the baby also has to suffer. And when one is dying, his throat becomes choked up, bile mucus. Even if you put him on a ventilator, still he has to suffer, he cannot breathe on his own. So the suffering of death is worse than even hell. The pain that one experiences, one is dying. So Maharaj, he asked, how can this end, this ocean of samsara? Trikram Maharaj asked Paramahansa. So Paramahansa said, one has wandered in samsara so much. If you do Dham Parikrama, Guru Parikrama, Vaishnava Parikrama, then if you do Bhagavan's Parikrama, then the samsara will come to an end forever. So since then I've seen in Mathura or Maharaj, wherever they would stay, in Navadeep Dham, they'd go. So why you have to go every year to Navadeep? They're saying, no, I'm going Parikrama. So when they'd go on Parikrama, Trikram Maharaj, Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, thousands of them, and the boat would be full. That time Ganga was even bigger. Now she has become very small. This is crossing Ganga, going to go through Narsinghapalli, Mayapur. That time there was no. There was no bridge then, nothing. And then Guru Maharaj, Maharaj, Trikram Maharaj. All the sannyasis, brahmacharis, they sit on big boats. 500-600 crores in one boat. At the time when they're doing kirtan, it seemed the boat would drown. So that time Maharaj would start kirtan, saying, "Par karenge nahiya re, bhaja Krishna ka nahiya." If you want to cross sansa, then do Krishna bhajan. Then Trikram Maharaj would sing. He would sing, Kejabhi rai, Javi rai bhava sindhu par. If one wants to cross samsara, then Krishna is there, take your cross. But Jadam Dhatur Avadi Parhoi, even those who are lame, blind, dumb, Krishna, he doesn't care about them. Krishna, he only likes young women. He'll take them across. But the Jadam Dhatur, lame, blind, disease, he won't take them. But Mahaprabhu, how is he? He is Adan Kyawa. Jadanda Atura Avadi Parahoy. Naukani Sri Guru Kandhati. He takes everyone across. You say, Gurudev would sing Parkaninga Nayare. Then Trikramar said, then you go to Krishna with Dwaparyuga. Krishna is not coming Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu has appeared in Gauranga. Gauranga has appeared. Sri Guru Kandhati. And you don't have to give anything also in this boat. You don't have to give any fee. See, Mahaprabhu, he himself makes a sit on this boat. And then the devotees, they are the oars taking the boat across. They're pulling everyone across, placing them on the boat. And the boat itself is Harinam. So by doing Harinam Kirtan, Mahaprabhu takes everyone on the lap. And then there's no... And then immediately one is taken across. Samsara. Less than a moment. They say, you do Kirtan, then you go to Godroom. And then you go to Harihara Kshetra. And then you go to Nrsingadev. And then you go to Nrsingadev. Then? There they glorify Nrsingadev so much. Now they can only offer Bhoga and distribute Kichdi ki Rabadi Malayana. This by this only is the Sukriti is had. Sanskar, good impressions they had. But as long as these glories in Nrsingadev they are not heard, then how is one getting the real mercy? Sagramiram Mahavishnu. Then everyone describes the fierce Shakti of Nrsingadev. But Maharaj would say that he is just Nrsingadev to threaten and kill. Just see Nrsingadev's Vatsali also. How he loves Prahlad so much. Hiranyakashipu, you see, he tore his abdomen open and he put his intestines all over his head or his neck. Why? So he's actually embracing Hiranyakashipu. And then when Prahlad came, he took Prahlad on his lap and he threw Hiranyakashipu away. And he's speaking to Prahlad with so much love. Then how is he here? Is he very ferocious and angry here? Here you see how he's cursing Prahlad so much. When Hiranyakashipu was killed, all the other demons also came to attack Nrsingadev. Nrsingadev, he killed all of them. Did he also throw Prahlad away? No. He took Prahlad on his lap and he said, oh Prahlad, you tolerated so much for me. I've taken so much time coming, appearing here. I was always thinking, I have troubled you so much. You tolerated so much for me, for my sake. I've come after so much time. So therefore, I've taken everything from you. All your sadness is also my sadness, your misery. But still, you never left me. In happiness and sorrow, you're always equipoised. You see, when we become sad, then we become completely overwhelmed by sadness. You see, someone takes our sadness away, then we become so happy. Or else we only become absorbed in the sadness. But then, Prahlad, what did he do? He didn't care for any misery, any sorrow. You see, Hiranyakashipu threw him away from a mountain. But still, Prahlad didn't care. Threw him inside the fire, inside the ocean. Had him trampled by elephants, bitten by snakes. Had him, Hiranyakashipu told Kayadu, that I don't believe anyone. You yourself should feed poison to your son. And Kayadu, she was shivering. How can I give poison to my own son? Such a nice boy. He said, do you desire a husband or do you desire a son? Who do you desire? If you desire me, then listen to me and give poison to your son. Then Kayadu, you see, by her own hand she gave poison to Prahlad. But Prahlad drank the poison, still nothing happened to him. I say, Hiranyakashipu, he was so strong. But still, after killing Hiranyakashipu Nrsingadev, as soon as he took Prahlad on his lap, he didn't feel angry anymore. Then Lakshmi and Devatas, they realized this is the time now. Please Nrsingadev, And they brought up Akash Ganga and then to Lord Abhishek. Oh, Narasimhadevi gave nice cloth, new cloth. Lakshmadevi, anyhow, she made nice kheer. And she gave to Prahlad. And Devatas, they saw that they also made other things. They made pana. Pana means water mixed with gourd. And then Prahlad gave this to Narasimhadevi. They say, Narasimhadevi, he told Prahlad that here you also drink a little of this. You see, nowadays many say that no, there's no need to say anything. Whatever is there, even just give to Bhagwan, any offer anything to Bhagwan without any care, consideration. No, Prahlad first, he checked to see if this is very nice or not for Bhagwan. Say, Prahlad, he told Bhagwan, if you like this, then accept it, or else just give it away. They say, you're giving me your own answer, you think I won't accept from you. But still drink it at least a little. Then, make an excuse. Then Narasimhadevi, he made Prahlad drink, and then he took Prahlad's remnants. Then as soon as Prahlad, then so anyhow Narasimhadevi drank, and then Prahlad, anyhow, he also honored these remnants. And all devatas, they honored these remnants. And this kheer was made, then Narasimhadevi said, Prahlad, he took the pot of kheer. And by his own hands, this is Nanda would feed Krishna. And Krishna would also feed Nanda Baba. Then he take from the plate. And Nanda Baba was feeding Krishna and Baldev. And say, Krishna and Baldev were also feeding Nanda Baba. And Narasimhadev just see, by his own hands, he's feeding kheer to Prahlad. By his own hands, just says Vatsalya. Prahlad sitting on his lap. Just say, oh Prabhu is eating the remnants of Prahlad. And this is Trikram Maharaj describing much love. Svatsalya Bhav. It's parental love. Singhadev has for Prahlad. Therefore, stuti is offered. Vajradabhi Kataurani, Gogovardhana Sevaka, Vilvad Kusumadabhi, Bhakti Vedanta Vikrama. Then, serving Giriraj, serving Vraj, all the, in the morning we were hearing, then, if any new boys would come, then Mahari would tell Maharaj, Maharaj would say, send him to school, and you're not letting them send school, you're making them serve the cows, in cooking, in doing other things. Then he'd say, oh, now you're a Brahmin. That's why you're making this boy to school. Send him to school. You know, not engaging in the Bhagavan's seva. And you're destroying their life. And you're pushing them in this world of Maya. I'm engaging them in Bhagavan's seva. And you're telling them, send him to school. And they say, all these teachers, they are also illusion by Maya. So they say, the teachers are also very foolish. They will not do Krishna bhajan. And they will not let others do Krishna bhajan as well. Being illusion by Bhagavan's Maya. They destroy all the jivas. So they say, Maharaj would never listen to anyone. What will he study there? Is there anyone greater than the Guru Vaishnavas, any teacher? Who will teach them with love? Why don't you take responsibility? You say, your Guru, you receive the mercy of Sri Guru, so you also teach these boys. Why you go to these mundane schools and go to these teachers who are slaves of money? If you give them money, then they'll give admission to school. Or else they'll make you stand outside. So you don't have any necessity for anything. So why don't you teach him? Then Maharaj said, all right. So since then, Param Gurudev, we opened this Sanskrit Vidyalaya. Vedanta Chatushpati, Navadvip. Pandits were from outside would come. Paramahuddha also teach in that school. And sannyasis also teach students there. And then there's all these scholars. And all these boys became such great scholars from the school. So Guru Maharaj said that you should also take responsibility. And all of you have studied so much. Then Maharaji said, all right. Then, in all our ashrams, there's always been some rule since then, that in every ashram, all these new students or disciples, they will all be the Matraksha. He would teach them everything. This Guru Vandana, Vandana to Shri Bhagavan, Sastuti, Vedanta, Srimad Bhagavatam, and teach them all these things. But when? At what time? This should also be decided. Then they asked Trikram Maharaj, Maharaj, what's the best time? So Maharaj would say that the Vishayas and Bhogis, they are asleep, while the intelligent man is awake. And while the intelligent man rests, they are awake. Means during night, time of ignorance, the time they are always absorbed and sleeping. And during the time, the sadhus, what they do, and they see that the materialists are asleep, they engage in their sadhana bhajan. And they are absorbed in their siksha and their studies. And Maharaj said, if all these new boys, if they're all made to, if they're all made to rise during Brahma Murta, then they're all run away. If by force they're made to rise in Brahma Murta, because they don't have Chitbal. Therefore, to make them attain this Chitbal, anyhow, we'll have to make them ready to wake up during Brahma Murta, have bath, put the lock on, come for Mangalarti, and then engage themselves. This Brahma Shakti is not had during any other time of the day. If you want to chant Guru Mantra, then if you don't do during Brahma Murta, then Bhagavan says, then and everyone chants mantras, then these mantras, they pierce me like thorns. Therefore, after Brahma Murta, one should desist from chanting this Mala Mantra. Harinam can be chanted anytime, but mantra not. Therefore, during evening, mantra should be chanted during Brahma Murta. Trisandhya, 3 to 6 in the morning. In the evening, 6 to 9 you can chant. Then, but still, 6 to 6:30 is the best time. When Rishi and Maharshi are doing yagya, then they do in the afternoon. And then, at the end of the yagya, they can chant their mantras. When one's offering bhoga, then the mantras, you should offer this bhoga. Call the mantra devata. Or else, one will chant mantra whenever it feels like. That is, sometimes he's sitting down to take prasad and he's chanting his mantras. So say, hold by the fruit. How would one realize the fruit? How would one realize? Therefore, being Brahma Murta anyhow, one should not sleep. Once I was in Mumbai, in Jew, there I saw two persons had this duty. They'd go around knocking on everyone's doors, ring the bell and make everyone up. Two times they knocked the door, and then, after Mangalarti, the time the Maharaj, he would do Arti, and have a register also. If you don't come for Mangalarti one day, then there's no food that day. then 3 days no Mangalarti, then leave the temple. Because of the discipline, one will not change. So it's difficult first 1 month, 15 days, when he sleeps, when he's having Darshanavarti. But still, for this Aprakrit Brahma Shakti, Chitbal is had during Brahma Murta. Any other time of the day, it's not had. Therefore, even though one is habituated, a life after life to sleep, anyhow, he should reform himself. Therefore, Swami Maharaj wanted to just say, a Prabhupada Sushita about the entire world. There's four Mangalarti at 4:30, regardless of when the sun rises, even at 9. Because at 4:30 is Brahma Murta. Very auspicious time. No inauspiciousness. You can do on Samadhar Arati at 9 o'clock. Krishna is going covering, Yashodamaya is doing Arati. That is Gaul Arati. Mangalarti is during the morning. So say, Dirigam Maharaj. He was very fixed in his understanding. My Guru Maharaj, he'd give Diksha. He said, unless they give me any, unless they order me, I cannot initiate anyone. Trikam Maharaj would say, Gurudev would check. Then they tell Vaman Maharaj. And then those person that they recommend, Vaman Maharaj initiate. Vaman Maharaj never gives sannyas to anyone. In the last, he gave sannyas to someone. Because they were requesting, he gave orals, he never gave sannyas to anyone. So, Nadi Parikrama is going on. So, they go to Samudra Ghad. Then, Tirukkara Maharaj, you take the side of Bhim Sen. And Maharaj, you take the side of Samudra Sen. Because when Yudhishthira Maharaj was in Ratsi Yukya, he left this horse. At the time, sitting on the horse, the two stopped the horse and have to fight in the war. Elsewhere the horse will go, then the horse is caught, then they have to fight in a war. Or else respect the horse and give you and accept the authority of the king. Or else fight with the king. So when the horse with Yudhishthira came to Samudra Sen's kingdom, there was written that this horse belongs to Dharmaraj Yudhishthira. There we sing Guru Gauranga Jayate. Similarly, there it is said, Shri Krishna Jayate. Is written on top of the horse. It's a plaque. And there is written, so they say, in the same, catch this horse, Samudra Sen said. Then they went and tied the horse. Then Bhim Sen, he was going to be in with his army. And he fought so much with Samudra Sen. But Samudra Sen, anyhow, we defeated him. Arjun came, Nakul Sahadev came, he defeated all of them, only Yudhishthira was left. When Yudhishthira came, he also bound Yudhishthira. And Krishna was saying, he's doing this Asu Yagya. So then Krishna came, so Sen worshipped him, did his arati, and offered himself at his lotus feet. Then he said, they bound the horse. Then they said, I was always thinking, how I can have your darshan, how I can serve you. So therefore, I bound the horse. Now, anyhow, I'm also Kshatriya. So they all gave darshan, they all bestowed their mercy. Now I have this opportunity to serve you. Else, how will you appear in front of me? He told Krishna. So Gurudev, he took the side of Samudra Sen. Tirukkara Maharaj took the side of Bhim Sen. And he said, there instead in Parikrama, and then 10-20,000 people will be present. And then they will be establishing their points there. It seemed Bhim Sen and Samudra Sen were fighting right in front of their eyes. Trikramasa, there's no one greater than Bhimsen. Bhimsen could have easily defeated Samudra Sen. But Bhimsen is saying Samudra is Krishna's bhakta, so I should forgive him. So because he was very compassionate, Bhimsen. He said, I should never forsake my compassion. Ramacharya says, even if you set tilak on a donkey, you should offer pranams to a donkey. So they say, Samudra Sen, he's always taking the names of Krishna, he's doing bhajan. So Bhimsen said, I'd rather lose than defeating him because Krishna's bhakta, he has tilak. And Krishna himself will appear and reconcile the entire situation. So the Maharaj, she said, Samudra Sen just sees bhakti. Krishna himself became controlled by his bhakti. And Trikrama would say, when a small boy cries, and then mother, father, they don't beat him, they take him on the lap and they love him so much. Or else, if one is very angry by nature, he beats and he throws the kid away. Therefore, Samudra Sen, you see, he was only a small boy. He was a mosquito in front of him. So, did he really lose? Therefore, Krishna, he purposely had been lost to him. Because he especially wants, if he so desired, then Bhimsen could have easily defeated him. So in this way, they're arguing with each other. They say, rasa is being showered everywhere. Or else, ordinary people cannot do this. And Harikatha also, this discussion should not be seen. And even Rajamandala Parikrama, Kartik Trikrama should come. He wouldn't even tell anyone when he was coming. Come whenever he felt like. So Gurudev would say, that oh, today my right eye is blinking. Today I'm going to have my darshan of my bandhu surely. So keep the temple clean today and clean this room. Maybe some Mahatma is coming today. My good friend is coming. Because if the right eye blinks, it's very auspicious. So this way, he said that he won't even come in the morning, he'd come in the evening. He'd come right before dusk. And when Gurudev would be speaking Harikatha, Trikramaraj would be coming from far. And he'd offering Shastram Tandav Pran to Gurudev from the gate. And then, would Trikramaraj sit on an asan? No. And then Gurudev, he would bring Trikramaraj inside the temple, sit next to him. And Parikrama would start. Then there'd be asans. 1, 2, 3 for all the Maharajas. And when Gurudev would be speaking, Trikrama Maharaj would grab the mic away. Then and the disciples, especially from the western countries, they'd be thinking, oh, we've come to hear Gurudev. And Trikrama Maharaj is always snatching the mic away. Gurudev would speak 5-10 minutes, anyhow he'd take the mic away. He wouldn't listen. And again Trikrama Maharaj would speak. And whatever Gurudev would speak, Trikrama Maharaj would oppose everything that he had said. And they say Trikrama Maharaj would speak in such a way that even Gurudev's face would turn red, saying, what is Maharaj saying? He's opposing everything that I'm saying. And then Trikrama Maharaj, he'll be silent and he gives the mic away. And then Gurudev takes the mic and then he cuts down all the things that have been posed by Trikrama Maharaj. You see, if you cannot ask a difficult question, then the answer will also not be so nice. Sweet words will not elicit a nice reaction. You see, by logic, they'd raise one question, and Gurudev would give another answer, and this way, this question answers would be going on. And this way, when Gurudev would give the answer, then Trikrama Maharaj would pretend that he'd be sleeping. And then he'd pretend that he was snoring, and Gurudev would answer. So Gurudev would be answering, then he'd just pretend that he was snoring the whole time. And then after 15-20 minutes, then again Trikrama Maharaj would take the mic away. And then, whatever he'd say, and there, it seemed that Trikrama Maharaj was sleeping and snoring, but actually he was listening to everything that Gurudev was saying. Then again he cut down all of Gurudev's words here in this Krishna Balaram Mandir ISKCON after Prabhupada entered into Prakat Leela. And during his second disappearance festival, then call the home minister, and they called all the other ministers. So when they came here, so say the Santas from the court, all the other sadhus from the seven main temples of Vrindavan, Radharaman Goshais, they all came. It was a big assembly. And then there was no museum there. And then there was a big pandal all the way from the main road to the museum. Thousands of people come. So then, at that time, one minister, he said, so then there's so much decoration, everything. There's a huge stage. Everyone was sitting there. So then one of the ministers, he said, then they're preaching, they're only preaching to wealthy people, they're not going to poor people. They don't think about them. As long as I was not a minister, they never came to me. Now that I'm a minister, they brought me here and they're respecting me so much. And they're giving me this chance to speak. Therefore, this preaching doesn't have so much value. How is this benefiting others? You go there to the poor people also. You preach them. Why only to wealthy people? And Gurudev was sitting next to him. He said, you may be a minister, but whatever you're saying, I'll give you the answer later and you'll have to listen. If you, even if you're the minister, you can arrest me, but still I don't care. You'll have to listen to my answer. So you think no one will answer what you're saying? So the minister was trembling. Then he stopped and Gurudev, he started speaking. And he said that you're not really a Hindu. If you're really a Hindu, then surely your parents were also Hindus, then they would have gone to some sadhus and they would have read the Shastras. You're finding their faults. But did you come to the temple? Therefore you're not a Hindu. Your parents have also not taught you properly. He said, I'll give the answer. And then he was shouting on the mic. And Gurudev said, first listen to me, then you give the answer. They say, you see these people, they've invited you here and to speak. And still you're so arrogant. And you're criticizing them. See, if they hadn't preached so much, then the entire world wouldn't have been connected. See, this person is such a great personality. He made the entire world surrender the throat of Sri Sri Bhagavan, even you came. So who brought you here? How many people have you made? If anyone's done even a little mistake, you put them in prison. But just see them. They have made them free from this prison of Maya. So when Gurudev was speaking, everyone was clapping their hands and dancing. Even his bodyguards were dancing. And then he said, again, I'll speak. Then he took the mic. Then he said, in a very humble way, he said, that I'm a Hindu. My parents taught me everything. I only desire that these people go everywhere. This is my desire, that they also go to poor people, help everyone. Not that I'm a Hindu. And I didn't want to come here. He invited me, so I came. So meanwhile, the electricity went away. And the mic went off. And everyone started clapping so much. And so he became very insulted then. Then they started the generator. Then light came back on. There are other ministers there. Other bodyguards. Then they said, no, the sadhus might say many other things. So therefore it's better we leave now. Because you see, sadhu is not a coward. He will not fear from anyone. So when he was silent, Maharaj said, no, don't run away from this religious assembly. Kindly sit down, listen to everyone. You have come, you have taken this responsibility to look after the country. You have to consult the sadhus. Ramchandra, he took the advice of Guru Vaishishtha. Just because you have high position doesn't mean that no one can instruct you. You are the master. And say, Maharaj starts speaking, describing about the Swamiji. Then, see, Swami Maharaj went everywhere, all around the world, even India, preached everywhere. So, are you looking false in him? So, he glorified Swamiji so much. In fact, the minister, he folded his hands. He said, I have so much respect for Swamiji. I am not opposed to him anywhere. I am always with him. And I am also with Dharma. And then this matter was settled. So Trikram Maharaj, if he listened to anything, he said, why did you speak like this? What is the fruit? You give the answer. If you don't give the answer, then you shouldn't speak in the first place. If you cannot explain, then you have no adhikar to speak. If you're saying something, then you should also put those words into practice and make others also do the same. Not the only going on speaking or singing, you also bring those instructions into your own life. Therefore, Vedanta Samiti, you see, they're always so strong even now. Even Param Gurudev gets in as Sai Maharaj, then Sai Maharaj used to have so much love with Trikram Maharaj. Trikram Maharaj would write to Sai Maharaj. Even when Param Gurudev entered into Prakat Lila, Trikram Maharaj, he sent one telegram to Sai Maharaj. You know, he said Vigra Prabhu also entered into Samadhi. Then Trikram Maharaj, he called Sai Maharaj and told him. He said, Maharaj, he had so much love for Sai Maharaj. They asked Sai Maharaj one question in the West. That you're only instructing the men on how to do bhajan. You're not respecting the woman. And then Sai Maharaj, he told Trikram Maharaj how should I answer them. And Trikram Maharaj said, you have everything. In our sampradaya, you see, the ladies are worshipped first. Radharani is worshipped first. Is she not a woman? Lalita Vishaka, are they not women? So we are only worshipping women first. No one else worships women. Everyone else, they only have themselves worshipped. We worship them. Trikram Maharaj would say, let's just say that even if women give 1,000 insults, Krishna becomes happy. How? When the gopis chastise him. Then even the Sutis of the Vedas cannot steal Krishna's mind. But the insults of the Vedas, they can steal Krishna's mind. Krishna, he is very eager to listen to the words of insult. But Trikram Maharaj also very grave he was. You know, there in the open assembly, Trikram Maharaj, he would do direct operation. You know, cut all these knots away. If he'd see within anyone. You see, any brahmachari is going somewhere, meeting someone. Then Trikram Maharaj is there in Harikatha. Then he makes sure that person's faults were rectified in the open assembly. And during Parikrama, during Karti, once Trikram Maharaj was there, they said, oh Maharaj, oh, you have so many sannyasis and brahmacharis. But where do the sannyasis eat now? I have not seen them eat in any place. I am seeing that brahmacharis and sannyasis, They're honoring Mahaprasad. Then Trikramaraj in the open assembly starts saying, where is this particular sannyasi going and eating? Is he fasting? How is he still so strong? He never honors Mahaprasad with others. But still, how is he so stoked, so fat? I never see him honoring Prasad with the others. Then Maharaj Gurudev would say, where are you eating Prasad? You're not eating Prasad with the others. Trikramaraj is asking, how are you still so strong and fat? Don't lie, this is the month of Kartik. Don't hide anything. Then one Maharaj said, oh, my health is not good. So I cannot eat all these chili things, spicy things. So I go to MVT Iskan and I eat there every day. So then Gurudev asked, how much money do you spend there? Oh, I spend like 2,500 rupees there every day eating. Because here it's very spicy, oily, I cannot eat. Then Maharaj said, you're a sannyasi. You should do madhukari. Sanatana Goswami did madhukari and baked from house to house in Brindavan. But here you're going to MVT and eating for 2,500 rupees every day. So you become a sannyasi only to drink the blood of others. Is this sannyas? In this way, Trikram Maharaj, open surgery he would do in front of everyone. Said, no need of such sannyas, give it up. Go be a bogi then. In Kartik Mas, you are here. You have come to drink the blood of all the other devotees. You are taking money from the others in the name of Bhagavan Seva, in the name of serving the Sadhu and Sri Guru, and you are enjoying all their money. This way, go away from here. Why are you enjoying here? No need to do parikrama here with us. This is Asat Sangha, give up Asat Sangha, this is the duty of Vaishnava, you cannot come here anymore. This is the Trikram Maharaj would chastise them so much. They'll all be trembling. And since then, even no one would buy even a peanut from outside. No one buy even a dry nut from outside. Whatever the others would give, they would accept. Without the prasad of Guru Vaishnava's, whatever you're eating stool. He shouted them so much. It's like eating stool itself. You see, someone's opened something and you're going and eating there. Now you're becoming a sadhu. Can you digest everything? Whatever, without offering to Bhagavan, without offering to Guru, Vaishnavas, you only want to fill your stomach like a monkey. You see, like a monkey, it steals everything. You see, like the snake sometimes eats its own children. One or two escape alive, and also it eats its own children. So you're such a bhovi. You come to dham to enjoy in such a way. Have you come here to do austerities, to follow ratas, or to do bhajan, or to do this bhoga? So Gurudev, you tell Trikramaraj, they cannot tolerate such chastisement. You should be a little light towards them. Just give them a little concession. Then Trikramaraj say, if I give them a little concession, then they will become even more independent, saying that if you have taken sannyas, then you should follow this. Why have you taken sannyas then? Follow these rules. Now you are sannyasi, people are giving you so much pranami, money for your own bhoga. Sometimes annukut would be going on, and 10,000 people would be coming, and there would be so many baskets of so many things, fruits, mishtamna, because the time. And Harikatha, such beautiful Harikatha would be given that everyone would want to offer something or the other to Bhagavan. So on Sannyasi, he offered a basket and then he wrote his name at the end. He said, this basket has been offered by me, by such and such Maharaj. And he told the Pujari, offer Bhagavan to Giriraj and give it back to me in the prasad. And this Pujari also, he said, Maharaj, is this your bhoga or Giriraj's bhoga? You've already written your name on it. And what are you saying? You're saying, give it back to me. So this is only prasad. This is your prasad. You're not really an offer to Giriraj. Because it's your desire that you first accept this. Giriraj can give to anyone. It's his desire. But you're saying, you should give it back to me. Also written your name there. And desire that this bhoga should come back to you. He said, no, I'll distribute to others also. He said, no, Maharaj, you take it away. He said, no, you take it away. No. Then Gurudev heard this Trikram Maharaj. Then Trikram Maharaj said, come to observe on the court, worship Giriraj. Is he here? Have you come to offer something or the other? Or not? Or have you come to engage in bhoga? Enjoy. When Parikrama had gone and Devananda Gaudiya Mahan during Paramgurudev's time, then all the sannyasis, then all the sannyasis would go with the sound speaker. Even everyone would be sitting in line during Mahaprasad, saying, oh, this line, devotees don't have rice, don't have dal, distribute prasad here. And as long as everything had not been distributed, as long as the plates had not been lifted, then not even one person would come and take his own plate and serve himself on his own plate and sit down there. They'd all take Mahaprasad together. During my Param Guru's time, during my Guru Maharaj's time, they say that this was the rule. My Guru Maharaj, he'd sit anywhere. Even Harikatha, he'd be speaking for 4-5 hours. He wouldn't even look at anyone. He'd sit anywhere and on a Mahaprasad. Tirukkural must take all responsibility. Make sure that everyone would be sitting and honoring Mahaprasad together. So Maharaj would say that, don't joke around, fool around, destroy your life. If you have 1 minute, then engage them in Bhagavan Seva. See, Katanga Maharaj, he went to fight for the Devatas. And when they won the war, Katanga Maharaj, he said, I want to know that how much time do I have before I die. They said, you only have 21 minutes. And they said, you'll have to leave your body then. So then they said, give me some way which I can be absorbed in Bhagavan. Be absorbed. And they said, Maharaj, you meditate in Bhagavan. They meditate in Bhagavan. And they say, in 21 minutes, he attained Bhagavan. He said, why are you joking around, wasting your time? I said, now I have realization in your life. I have this Bhagavat Anubhuti. You'll not be able to realize Bhagavan. So they say, in Rajamandal Parikrama, all these leaves are to fall away from trees. Especially, to have a garden, she'll collect all these dry leaves and collect them in sacks. And how would this cooking be done? He'd give you a whole pile of leaves and only give you one matchstick. And they say, using this one matchstick, you'd light the leaves up and cook. And then take, once the rice is boiled, then it won't give you two matchsticks. It'd give you one sack of leaves. It won't give you one more matchstick. Just cook with this. And no wood. Maharaj would come Parikrama once. Someone said about a small cooker for Maharaj. So once I went, I was cooking. Then what did I do? I was taking one spoon. And then I started touching the cooker from the top. So that the rice that is on top comes down. So Antrikma said, he started shouting at me, you'll break the cooker. Then I said, Maharaj, even if it breaks, I'll buy a new cooker. But then Trikar Maharaj, he was so strong. No one had the courage to say anything to him. Trikar Maharaj sit down, Harikatha, he'd speak one shloka. Then he'd say, this one shloka you'll all have to remember. 50 people, 60 people. And Trikar Maharaj would ask everyone, as long as they're not learned the shloka, then this class would go on 50 days. Same way, if you come late, come here, remember these verses. What did I just say? Make sure they won't. So he made them ready. Therefore, even now you see, this line is running. You say, by remembering the glories of Mahabhagavats, then Bhagavatam Shloke Bhagavat Bhakti Naishteki Mustapraya Savadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. By this Nitya Bhagavat Seva, all forms of inauspiciousness go away. Now we listen tomorrow. No, it's late now. And they